morning, everybody. Welcome to Art for Living here on WKXL, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com. That's WKXL 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester. We thank you again for joining us today. We love to have our listeners. We're cooking here at WKXL. All our programming seems to be going on all four burners, and we are excited that we seem to have a renaissance happening here in the radio world. Just want to give a shout out that if we have any young opera singers out there 18 years and older that are interested, we are now taking applications for New Hampshire Opera Idol, which is a vocal competition for young singers. And all the information for registration is on NewHampshireTalkRadio.com, our website right at the top. And you can actually register for that competition right there on our site. We're going to be talking about that in some future programs, but we're just putting out the word right now that competition is happening and will culminate at the Bank of New Hampshire Canton Room on April 28th when we will give out the cash prizes and contracts for 2024. So there's a lot of good stuff happening here on WKXL, be it on sports, local events, and of course, arts and all good things artful as well. So today I actually want to introduce to you someone that has been here on Art for Living before, and he's a great guy, and he runs a great school at St. John Regional School right here in Concord, and his name is Stephen Daigle. Welcome, Stephen.
Welcome. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, we always like having you. We always have a show that goes, you know, the guests that allow the segments to run smoothly are the guests I like to have because they make the show so easy and they're listenable and they give great info. So you are always a great guest and welcome here at Art for Living. So you know what? I know, just as we said, we let in WKXL having all this great stuff happening here on our local community radio station. And I know the same is true at St. John Regional School. I know that because I teach there.
Yeah.
Not such a big secret. I talk about it all the time on the air. But I'm the music teacher there, and I love working there. I love your kids. I love the camaraderie of the teachers and the faculty, the staff. And I think a lot of that is because of you.
Well, that's great to hear. Yeah, and since Christmas break, we've started off a successful pre-K-3 program that's off and running.
Yes.
And, you know, anyone out there listening that, you know, knows a three-year-old or a two-year-old, you know, that's interested in an amazing Catholic education, you know, let them know about St. John's. Have them come take a tour at St. John's if they're interested. You know, it's not a daycare. It is a Catholic school, and yeah. We are well integrated with all grades pre-K 3 through 8th grade as one entire school. So we're looking forward to next year. Our enrollment is already up for
Yay!
Pre-K 3,
cool.
Pre-K 4, and kindergarten. And interesting enough that we like to call that first wing there as you walk into the main office there, our Eagle's Nest.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. And
okay.
So we're hoping to get some volunteers over the summer there to maybe decorate the paintings on the walls there and some decorative, you know,
nice.
Eagle's Nest pictures along the wall there. But that
so is that our bird?
The Golden Eagle. Yeah, St. John's Golden Eagles.
Okay, I have got to tell you, and anybody out there listening might know about this, the number one bird thing on YouTube right now is this couple of birds, Shadow and I forget her name.
Yeah.
And you watched, because they're going to have babies. There's
sure.
three eagle eggs there.
Where is it? Over in Big Bear?
It is. Big Bear, California.
Yeah,
you know
that.
About
yes,
it.
Yes.
I tell you what. I started watching like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm spending like a few minutes every day here or there. Oh, how's the babies?
Yeah,
right?
They think they have a live YouTube
They
channel.
Do.
Yeah.
They do. Yep. So eagles. So your eagles. I love eagles.
Yep.
They are so majestic. Okay. Well, that's a good sign. See, that's one of those synchronistic things that tells me I'm in the right place. All right. And one thing I do want to say about the new preschool, is it pre-3?
Yeah,
what
pre-K 3, yep.
Pre-K 3. So I'm working with those kids in that class. And I have to say the first day I walked into the classroom, because it started mid-school year, that classroom has so much great imagination stuff in it that at 64 years, I'm like, hey, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, they have like a little French cafe set up where they can, you know, play serving and they can play as the, you know, the guests. And what a great room for young kids to be part. Everything that you said is true. I know, of course, you people listening are saying, oh, of course, the principal's going to. But no, I'm telling you the truth. Integration there is a huge word. Because I teach every kid in that school, and it's very clear to me that the vision and the mission of that school is integrated from the very, very youngest to your eighth grade. And that to me is special. That's why I'm there.
Yeah, and I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but I know that our fall appeal was geared towards raising enough money to purchase smart boards, new age smart boards, basically like giant iPads that go in the classroom for the kids to interact in whatever lesson that's going on in the classroom, whether it's math, reading, or art or music.
Right? I use it downstairs.
We now have a smart board in every single instructional classroom at St. John's, including the pre-K 3 classroom.
Yes, and so, I use it. Yeah. I use it liberally because you know what? When we are singing songs together, it's wonderful to be able to do the song first. We introduce it as a class, but then they get to watch the song a little bit on the video as well. And it brings an added dimension. All of the brain synapses, if you're a good teacher and you use technology well, you don't let the technology just sit there. I'm really against teachers that don't use it in a correct way.
Sure.
You know, we have to be smart with it. But if you use it properly, it's great stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And I always like the motto, you know, not everyone can teach because we're not tellers, right? We're teachers.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some integration there and there's got to be some learning going on with the kids that not everyone learns the same.
Absolutely.
But it is nice to have that smart board at the front of the room for the kids to, you know, a new age technology, I call it.
Yep.
And what kid doesn't want to go to the board when they get a chance to touch
that's
big screen or circle that answer or
and that's
highlight.
How you use it. I love that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I'm an old timer and I'm not always pro technology, I admit, because sometimes I think we can get lost in it. But I'm smart enough to know that if you can use the good stuff and amplify what the learning or the expression or the, you know, whatever that might be in there, it's a good thing.
Yeah, and you know, if you're out there listening and you're interested in the pre-K 3 program, please give us a call at the school and just, you know, ask some questions or you know, we're welcome to do tours. We've been doing a lot of tours the last 3 weeks. I've been having anywhere from 1 to 3 tours a day.
Awesome.
And we've actually started a new ambassador program for our 7th and 8th graders. And so we have some 7th and 8th graders, you know, as long as their grades are up to par and they can manage and handle, you know, another level of leadership. We've actually had a group of ambassadors that will come do the tours after I speak with any interested families. So the 7th and 8th graders will go around. They'll show the school to the families. And, you know, the idea behind that is the families can kind of see, you know, why they're sending their kids to St. John's, right? In action. And you know, these are our, you know, I guess elevated students that are their academics are good. Their behaviors are good and all their behaviors are good, right?
Sure.
At St. John's.
Easy peasy.
But, you know, these are what these families can look forward to for their younger child and when they're moving on through 7th and 8th grade. And it's been a very successful program for the students as well as the families that are interested in St. John's because they get to ask the students questions and they hear it right from them.
Yes. And what's great about it and telling, I think very telling, is that the energy, because I've seen a few of these visitations come into the music room while we're busy doing our work. And it's clear when I'm watching that the students are selling the school, not knowing it probably, because of their level of enthusiasm for what happens at that school.
Yeah.
It's a great thing.
Yeah, and we do some training. We did some training in after Christmas break with the ambassadors and, you know, just simple people skills.
Sure.
How to shake someone's hand.
Of course.
How to make eye contact. How to speak clearly.
Yeah.
How to walk tall, not slouch. You know, make sure their hair's done. And,
yes.
And you know, so we're fine tuning as we go and improving, and we have the ambassadors actually take notes after every tour that they do, what went well, what didn't go well,
uh-huh.
Just typical good practice.
Listen, I'm telling you, the things that are happening are intangible, but they're very, very present. When the kids come in, when the seventh or eighth graders come into the class and the class is ongoing and the parents and sometimes their kids are with them, the enthusiasm of the kids in the classrooms at seeing their peers giving the tour is like off the chart. The parents are seeing that, right?
Yes.
Because it is integrated.
Yes.
We're all one there, so it's a win-win.
Yep.
All righty, I hear our music. We're going to take a little break here. WKXL, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com. Jane Cormier, your host. Hang tight, because we're going to have these messages and come right back. So stay right where you are. Welcome back to WKXL, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com, and you are listening to Artful Living. Jane Cormier, your host here, WKXL 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester. How many times I say that during a show, and how can you actually blow that? Holy moly. All righty. So our guest today is Mr. Stephen Daigle, and he's actually the principal at St. John Regional School right here in Concord. And in our first segment, we were letting folks know about all the great stuff that's happening, and we were cheering on all the good things at St. John's Regional School, especially the integration of the vision and the mission amongst the student body, faculty, staff, and parents. So you know what? I'm going to give a shout out to the support at St. John's for the arts, because I'm a pretty seasoned educator, and I don't believe that there's an educational setting that I haven't done. I've done everything from Montessori, boarding schools, you know, Catholic schools, public school, private schools. And what really makes a school great for everyone, but especially for the teachers, is feeling supported in what they're doing at the school. And I have felt that from day one, a couple of years at St. John's Regional. And I especially feel it with Mr. Daigle, because you know what? He believes in the importance of a well-rounded education. And because of that, he supports the arts. So I hope that you're there for a long time, because the school certainly can use you. And you know what? Our community can use that as well. Our concerts at the school, when we have our concerts, whether it's Christmas or spring concert, I have to laugh. I mean, because let's face it, how many students are at St. John's?
184.
All right. So, you know what?Ometimes you work at these schools that have 600-700 kids, or, you know, and you would have the concerts, and let's just say that sometimes you wonder, my goodness, where are the parents, right? Where are the people to come? Well, I have to tell you, from the first concert at the school 2 years ago, you can't fit a body into the church when we have our concerts. We're looking at like 600 people there. I mean, that is a testament to the support of the parents for the programming at St. John's.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, I think outside of the academics and the faith, obviously, that we bring at St. John's, you know, for people's first thought is for extracurricular activities is sports, right? Sports. Everyone likes sports. Everyone's interested in sports, whether they play them, whether they like to watch them, participate. But the arts is right there with the sports. Not everyone plays sports.
Right.
Arts is so important, and you're learning just as much through the arts, whether it's theater, whether it's your choir or St. John's Singers that we have. And I know we kind of were talking a little bit off air of, you know, hopefully next year, possibly this year, starting a theater program.
Yes.
I don't want to hire you or you know, count our chickens before they hatch.
That's
or
right.
Anything
no,
like
no.
that yet. But you know, I've run some pretty successful theater programs. Obviously, I'm not the one directing them. But you know, in very much supportive of that. I actually did theater program my senior year of high school.
Yeah.
And you know, I was an athlete, but I loved being part of the theater, and I actually got the senior award for best, I forgot what they called it.
Really?
It was the theater senior class award.
Holy moly!
And I loved it. I was so afraid to be up on stage, but as soon as you were up on stage, yeah. It was like that adrenaline rush and that feeling you got of being up there and performing, because it's different than public speaking.
Yeah.
Because you have a character.
Yes.
You're playing. So you can kind of hide in that character.
You can.
Right?
You can. For those that really love the performing arts, the performing arts do offer a three-dimensional. What's happening is your brain isn't just remembering what you're going to say like you would if you're doing, you know, a speech or something.
Yeah.
You have to actually be able to act like someone else, right, while being cognizant of what's happening around you. That's a three-dimensional brain process, and that is why theater and music are so important. I will say one thing, too. When I was at Tilton, I was at Tilton for, I think, a little over two years. And Tilton School is a boarding school and very, very much big time, you know, sport program there, you know.
Yeah,
big
I knew
time.
The hockey coach there.
There, yeah, big yeah. time, right?
Yeah.
But they would mandate that those kids had to do a theater production.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I would have, you know, umpteen kids, because it was required,
yeah.
right, to do the theater program. And, you know, sometimes it started with a grumble. Because these are high school kids, sometimes post-high school, that are waiting to get into a really good school
yep.
and need to do an extra year, right?
Sure.
So, you know, you're not talking babies by any stretch.
Yep.
And, boy, did they learn a lot. And I never had a grumble amongst any of them. It's a great way to teach and help our kids.
Well, and it's also just like a sport. You have a team that you're there practicing, and it's not just so much the performance, but it's the time leading up to the
yes.
performance and all the practices you put in and the bonds you create through mm-hmm. the theater program
yep.
And the plays you're doing and the dress rehearsals and the practices. And it's just a really fun thing to experience for whoever, you know, out there is listening that's, you know, interested or any kids out there that are maybe shy and not
yeah.
wanting to do something, to really give it a shot.
Absolutely. You can always have fun with it. And many times in theater productions, there's a multitude of different experiences. If you only want a little bitty, bitty, bitty role, or you want the big guy role, right? You can usually work that out with the director. It's an easy thing.
Right. And you know, there's a lot of talk at St. John's right now, a little bit about the new food pantry that's going in, and not to talk about the food pantry, but more so about the gymnasium that we have plans to build at St. John's, and that will come with a theater
Yay!
Program and a stage that we're hoping, and you know, I have to say, my son's in first grade.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the gym will be built before he graduates eighth grade.
Oh, he will.
Right?
He would.
So, you know, I don't want anyone thinking out there that, you know, we're building a gym tomorrow.
No,
right?
I know.
Right?
Takes a little time.
But we know some people at Bishop Brady,
mm-hmm.
right?
There
our partner school.
Yes.
And for high school there, anyone listening, which I'm sure we could hopefully use their gym and their... in their stage
so,
as well.
Theater should be coming then to St. John's Regional School.
I think it is.
I'm with you.
I think it is.
Let's get on the train.
As long as we have a good director.
I think you have one.
I think I'm looking at her.
I think you'll have one. And that'll be exciting. I think kids would love it. And let's really let people know that St. John's really supports the arts. That's a good thing. It's a really important aspect, not only of faith, because the faith, what is it they say? I put a quote in, and I tell my kids, it's on my wall in my music room, whoever sings prays twice.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
St. Augustine,
yep.
right? So I totally believe that.
Absolutely, and our art teacher now, Mrs. Burns, she does a great job there, and we're looking forward to our art show that we have coming
Beautiful.
Up at the end of the year. So I planted that seed to kind of any projects they have going on throughout the year. Towards
okay.
the end of the year, she has those projects saved, and we're going to hopefully start our art show you know, at the end of the year there in the Parish Activity Center.
Definitely. Oh, I got to help her out with that.
Absolutely.
That'd
I'm sure
fun.
She'll be willing for any help she can get.
Yeah, sounds like fun. So there it is, another art program. Love it. All right, so you definitely see there is a vision of where you're heading for St. John's. For those folks out there that might not be in the know about St. John's, why don't we give people a little bit of knowledge of where you're heading?
Where we're heading.
Well, right.
our first and foremost is our faith formation. And, you know, anyone out there that, you know, might not know about Catholic education, not all of our students are Catholic. You know, our population is about 60% Catholic, 40%, you know, possibly another religion or not a religion at all. And you know, we welcome all denominations.
Sure.
To St. John's Regional. We do take religion class. You are required to take a religion class. And we offer parents to come on Fridays. Friday, we have Mass every day at 8:15. Mm-hmm. And then we have an all-school rosary as well on Mondays. But our mission and you know, what we're gearing up towards is to really stay true to our faith and our Catholic values. And then right behind that is our academics, mm-hmm. right? So we just started off a new program for our standardized testing called iReady. It went kind of universal through the Diocese of Manchester. And we're getting those results back and examining those results and seeing where we can really improve our students, any weaknesses or mm-hmm. lower areas. We can really hone in on those,
cool.
those areas. And we actually purchased a $5,200 program that is attached to the iReady program for students to kind of do an individualized learning path for them.
Cool.
So we have, with our two interventionists we have at St. John's, one middle school, mm-hmm. one elementary, we're analyzing all that data right now as we speak. And it's a good platform for the kids. You know, I know they have their homework that they have to do at home,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, the iReady assessment that we purchased is stuff for the kids to do at home as well. And it's an individualized path for them
right.
to work on. It's not a blanketed program.
Right.
Or
so it's specific to the
specific
student.
Specific to that student. So
yep.
we're looking forward to that. It's brand new.
Good.
Brand new. But,
good.
We
anything
hope
that will help each kid where they are, that's important.
Absolutely.
All righty, we're going to take a little break here on Artful Living, WKXL, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com. Stay right where you are. We're coming right back. Welcome back, WKXL, NewHampshireTalkRadio.com, WKXL, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and our new signal, 101.9 FM in Manchester. Thank you for joining us here on Artful Living. Our guest today is Mr. Stephen Daigle, principal, I should say, Stephen Daigle, at the St. John Regional School right here in Concord. We've been talking a little bit about, everything, the vision, the mission of the school, the student-centered education, the support of the arts. However, there's a big event that is very important to the school that'll be coming up shortly. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we have our Golden Eagles Gala coming up April 6th, and I believe it's going to be at the Planetarium. So tickets just went on sale yesterday for that.
Planetarium?
Yeah.
How come? What made you come up with that?
I think they've done that in the past.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's a fun night for parents to kind of get dressed up, go out, enjoy the school. Teachers will be there as well. And it's just a fun night for everyone to kind of be together and raise some things for the school. And one of the things we're hoping for this year, we're gonna do a fund a dream, which is what we're dreaming big for a new computer lab at St. John's.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're looking to raise some money and start a new computer lab. Kind of like a STEAM initiative.
Okay.
So we'll have hopefully a 3D printer in there and you know, kind of get going on in our enhance our technology at
okay.
the school, basically.
I know that you have Chromebooks.
Yeah,
kids
we have
all enjoy those.
Yeah, we are a one-to-one school regarding the Chromebooks, and they are well integrated in the classrooms regarding, you know, what class.
And they're carefully integrated, I notice.
Yes, yes, yes. And every kid has an assigned Chromebook as
yeah,
well. But
right.
It is nice for the kids to, you know, have a technology. They do have a technology class, but
yes.
to have a place where they can walk into technology. They have desktops there. They have a computer lab. Kind of get in the right mind frame of
right.
what they're doing for technology.
Well, that's the future.
Absolutely.
And they need to have the education on it. I really like the fact that it's only done when needed. For instance, the teaching is still, the teacher and the students engaging, right, in that learning process,
yep.
and that the technology is used to enhance, which I think is the right way to go.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it anything that's going to improve our school, right? Like, you know, the buildings are old,
yeah.
right? You can look at it two ways. It's character. It's old, you know, conquered building structure. Some of them think some people might feel that, hey, we need a new school building, right? But regardless, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
We are enhancing some of the things around the school that we can control this year.
Of course.
And at April 6th at our auction, that's one of the things we're hoping to raise money for. But any businesses out there that are interested in donating their services or any type of gift card or to, you know, also get their business's name out there, because St. John's is basically right on Main Street
absolutely.
In Concord there. So,
yeah. And the parents are active at that school.
Absolutely, absolutely. So any of the businesses out there willing to, you know, give a donation, we're accepting any type of donation for our...
So tell us how the auction works. How does that work? So if I give a donation, what happens?
You know, it'll be either, depending on what type of donation yeah. or service it would be... it would either be auctioned off or possibly a raffle ticket in a gift bag or a mystery
okay.
bag, depending on how we're going to
okay, what it is
work that out
okay.
During that night. But there's a silent auction. There's a live auction.
Mm-hmm.
We have an auctioneer that's going to be there
cool.
auctioning off the live part. And there's a lot of people working behind the scenes. Amanda Brochure has been doing a great job with that.
Cool.
And there's a webpage. I can't tell you the webpage off the top of my head, but there's a website for it
yeah.
With a little more information, and we have a lot of information about our auction going out today in our Wednesday newsletter.
Good.
Yeah.
Good to
yeah.
know.
Yep.
You know what I do want to say? I am a voice teacher. In fact, that's how I actually started my education or teaching, right, was through voice at Brooks School. And I consider myself a master voice teacher. And I think maybe what I need to do for the auction is donate 4 half-hour lessons. What do you think?
That would be amazing. And
so it's about, what, $140? That
okay.
would be worth $140, $140, because it's usually $35 for a half hour. I'll do 4 for you. And so we'll do that. I'll offer that.
Excellent. I know a third grader. She's 9 years old. She would be begging me to go for that bid.
Okay. There
yeah.
you go. We
yep.
got to go for that then.
All right.
All right.
That
private voice lessons.
Yeah. And anyone else that's listening that wanted to offer any services, just like the voice lessons.
Right. Go where
yeah,
you are.
We're all ears. And you can contact us at St. John Regional School.
Good. St. John Regional School. All right, so the auction, you said people dress up, so it's a fancy night?
Yeah, I like people to dress up. I mean, we're not going to, you know, not accept you if you're not dressed up, but I think it's a fun night.
Absolutely.
You know, you get a babysitter. We offer babysitting I think babysitting is going to be at Bishop Brady. I think they've done that in the past.
Wow, that's a big deal. So you offer babysitting?
I think there's a fee.
Okay.
I think there's a small fee.
Okay.
But yeah, we do offer the babysitting.
That's cool.
I mean, it's a very cheap.
Yeah, of course.
Cheap rate for the babysitting,
right.
But I think it is nice for
let the parents go,
the couples to go out, parents to go out, adults to go out, dress up, have a good
nice,
night,
and nice.
There's a full bar there and buffet style dinner and hopefully a lot of the alum out there that are listening will show up too, and we're going to get the news out there for tickets went on sale yesterday.
I am so sad I can't go.
Oh no.
You know why I can't go? You probably don't know this about me, but I'm a rage in sports. I love my sports. I love my Bruins. I love my Celtics. And I have a ticket to go to the Garden to watch the Bruins play the Panthers.
Okay.
On April 6th. I'm so sorry.
We'll let it slide this year.
Thanks.
We'll let it
I'll
slide
go next
this year.
Year. But
okay.
I still gave a donation.
Excellent.
So that's good, right?
Excellent. Absolutely. Yes. Yep. Yep.
I'm sorry. I cannot give up my Bruins.
As long as the Bruins win.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to be on tenterhooks the whole day thinking about that, because that's the team they lost to last year in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Boo.
Yes. Yep. I still have a sore spot for that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I don't forget. And a lot of Bruins and Celtics, we don't forget. Anyway, that was totally a non sequitur. But you know what? If anybody does want any information, what is your website address?
I'd have to pull it up here.
Give yeah, me
two
too.
Seconds.
I'm on my computer too, and I'm like, what isn't?
It would be auction@stjohnregional.org.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty easy.
There
auction@stjohnregional.org.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
good. That's good to know. So in the past, how important has that auction play? You know, what's the importance of it?
Yeah, so aside from the fund a dream part, where that's going to be a specific kind of raising money for the computer lab, there's a lot of things that we look forward to. It's basically a lined item in the year-round budget.
Okay.
So we try to raise as much money as we can, and we try to, you know, because we're not funded by the state.
Right.
So, you know, we want to give our teachers the best quality things that they can have, the supplies. We want to have the best services that we can possibly have. So the more money that we can raise, the better things that can the kids can enjoy.
Right. And even just so folks know, school choice is very important. And the fact that there isn't any funding that comes from the, you know, government for Catholic schools, they really do amazing things when you consider the education that's happening on the price tag, because it's different. Even the tuition at Catholic schools is very, when you stop to look at what a regular school student is paid to the school, right? Very little,
right,
when you stop.
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because we do have funds that come from the state and from they're called ETC funds and EFA funds. So
okay, and those for those are educational funds.
Yes, yeah. Yes, for tuition purposes.
Cool.
Yes. So to qualify for that, it's 500% above the poverty line.
Wow,
so it's tried. They gear it to try to reach to many different families and financial situations. It's not just a selective
small
few people.
Yeah,
you
small know, portion.
There's and it really does help the school out. Regarding financial aid that we would typically have to pay for.
Right.
So everybody
benefits.
Right. And I've said this before on your show, that there's a misconception that you have to pay thousands of dollars to go to a Catholic school or get a Catholic education, or that we don't accept IEPs or struggling students. That's not the case at all.
Yeah, that is not the case.
We want everyone that wants a Catholic education to have the chance to have a Catholic education.
Right.
And so we have things in place. You know, we don't have all the services that a public school would have, but we do the best with what we have, and sometimes a smaller setting, a smaller class size might work out much better.
Well, I think smaller class size always works out better. I'll be less kind than you. I think that you can reach the children, the students, much better.
Absolutely.
When there's not 30 kids and 40 kids in the class, right?
Sure.
Anyway, that's just me. We're going to take a little break here on Art for Living. Jane Cormier, your host here, WKXL New Hampshire Talk Radio.com. We're going to come back with Stephen Daigle from St. John's Regional School in one couple of minutes. Just hang tight. We're coming right back. Jane Cormier here. Welcome back to Artful Living here on WKXL, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester. If you're just joining us, we're having a great conversation with Principal Stephen Daigle at St. John's Regional School. And in these last segments, we've been highlighting so many. You were on the program, two and a half months ago.
Yep.
And boy, I mean, we have so much more news happening here of new initiatives, new ideas, new theater programs. Yay.
Yes.
Because all my listeners out there have known, you know, I've done an awful lot of high school guests for theater programs. And, in this radio station, which is something that we could also do with the school, since WKXL is a community based radio station, is we have a theater, radio theater, coming on board. And so I have a group of adults that actually once a month offer a theater production on the radio. So it's like old time radio, when people would sit in front of the radio and they would hear the play, being acted out through the voice actors, right? And we're going to be recording, I think, in 2 weeks, our new one. And you know what? That might be something that we can do in the theater program as an extra little plus.
Absolutely.
For students to do a student theater radio program. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be amazing.
Yeah, yes. That'd be really cool. So, yeah, we've got to put that on the list. All right, we'll put that on the back of my head, and we're going to build this. Build it, and they will come. Isn't that what they say? Field of Dreams?
Yes, build it, and they will come.
Absolutely. Now, you did speak in the last segment, or maybe it was the second segment, that the arts were really important, and you were saying that a lot of families do ask about sports.
Yes.
You know, I will. Let me throw this out here because, hey, I work at WKXL. WKXL is starting up again, is revving up its engine to support community sports here in the area. And they're having... We're actually going to have people at the games to do the games live on the air. And we also have a really popular new live program happening here called The Sports Machine with Slim. And, you know, he's doing great guns here. So sports in the community are a huge plus. And I would say sports in the school setting are a huge, huge plus. So do you have any info you could share with us on that?
Yeah, we have our girls basketball team that's about to gear up this Saturday for the state tournament. And we have high expectations. I don't know if you had a chance to see that massive trophy case we have on the second floor there.
Yes, I have.
And that goes back to a long time. There's a lot of tradition at St. John's.
Wow.
I believe it's 1888. It was when it started, but
goodness,
I don't know if the trophies are that old or if they even had trophies in 1888. But I know that trophy case is pretty big, and no pressure on the girls' team.
So what? Who are they playing?
I don't know if we know who they're playing yet. We know they're playing. I believe we know the times and the place, but we were able to get some of the players that play on AAU most of the year, and
AAU.
It's just a higher quality league that the travel team that they play for.
Got you.
And they're not always able to make some of the school games. But that league's over with now.
Yeah.
And so we're welcoming them back to the St. John's games. And we have high expectations. Hopefully we can add another trophy to that trophy case. But if not, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's
of course.
Okay. You know, it's
you have to play. You have to be competitive in the mud. But, if you don't win, you don't win.
Right.
You know, I tell my babies all the time, I have my babies, they love stickers, right? But I'm not one that gives everybody the stickers. And so not the little babies I do, the little kids, pre-K, they all get the stickers. But once they get to first grade, we have the conversation, guys, know what? Everybody can't win a sticker, right? You just got to keep trying. You'll get a sticker. And of course, I'm always watching to make sure I remember who got one and who didn't.
Yeah.
But we have to start teaching.
Absolutely.
You don't get it just because you show up. You got to exert a little bit more. Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing for their feelings to be hurt in that way because it teaches them how to deal with that.
Yeah.
And we'd rather have them, deal with those feelings now and learn how to overcome those feelings instead of, just giving them everything to kind of curb their behaviors or their emotions.
It doesn't build well. It doesn't bode well for the older students.
Right,
that.
Any championship that I've lost, or let me start over. I remember the championships I've lost more than the championships that I've won.
Okay.
Right? And that's what's always geared me to push harder and harder along the way. But
that's why you're a good administrator.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's true. All right. Now, let me ask you a question. You said that the tournament is starting. So when is that start exactly?
For the basketball?
Yes.
Yeah, it starts this Saturday.
This Saturday. Do they play multiple Saturdays?
I think it's playoffs now. So if it's they win, they move on.
Okay,
they
gotcha.
Lose, they're done.
Where's the game on Saturday?
I don't remember what town it's in. I can try to think of it. But I do want to talk about spring sports that we have going on.
Spring sports.
We're looking to start our new tennis team program here at Cap City. We've partnered with some people because that's where we play basketball practice-wise at Cap City. And we're looking to start a tennis program, two teams, a younger team and an older team, as well as The tennis team looks like it's a done deal.
Okay.
We're still trying to work out the girls' softball team.
Cool.
Grades 3, 4, 5. And we have a handful of players that are interested, and we're trying to get them signed up as well.
Cool.
And then it looks like there's a good chance for a spring soccer team. Now, I know soccer is really big at St. John's, so
yes,
that shouldn't be a problem of worrying about signups and whatnot.
Yes.
It's usually in the fall.
Yeah.
But Mr. Nick Hayes does a great job, you know, coordinating all the programs and the sports for the school.
Cool.
And I think we're going to have a spring soccer team. And then Mr. Benitez, our gym teacher, he started up a flag football team, flag football program. So
really?
We have a few different teams. We don't have a middle school team, but it's for the younger kids and a little older.
Wow.
I think it probably stops around third or fourth grade, but the flag football will be fun for
that's
the kids.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Very good.
And that's also something new that we've brought to St. John's. So,
yeah. Very nice.
Sports are very important, but just like I said, we are interested in getting that theater program, so
yep.
I'm looking at you for that.
You're looking in the right way, right place. I want to let a shout out, too, that St. John Singers is a group that St. John students can participate in if they like to sing, and we're going to be doing the Great Eats Festival on June 7th, which is a competition for different choral groups in the state or New England, I should say. They go way out of New Hampshire. Our group will go in there and sing a couple of songs. They'll be adjudicated by a panel of judges. And at the end of the event, gold, silver, and bronze statues or awards are given. And then the kids go to Canopy Lake after, which is the part that they like the best, I guess. But we're going to be doing that for the first time in June. And I look forward to doing that. And who knows, maybe we can bring back a plaque. Can we put it in the plaque case?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
We'll see what we can do.
Perfect. Let's get the plaque first.
Yes,
then we'll worry about where we're going to put it.
Okay. Got it. Good thought. So for anybody out there that has any desire to look into St. John's, your website is stjohns.org? St. John Regional School? Or is it regional?
Why don't you look it up real quick?
I'm on the computer
right
now.
I know what my email is.
St. John, yeah, right. stjohnregional.org. That's all you need.
There you go.
stjohnregional.org. And their site has all this information that we've been talking about, but really can't speak highly enough about the school in every way, from top to bottom. It's a great school for everyone, for its parents, for its students, for its teachers, for its faculty, for its staff, administration. We're a great school, so can't push that enough. And the school tours are something they could just call? Can they just call to set up a tour? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. And even on the webpage, the website, there is a button that they can schedule a tour if they'd like.
Oh, but, can they? Can schedule.
You know, always give us a call, too, and we can work out times that can accommodate your schedule.
Yeah.
And then again, like I said about the auction as well, any businesses out there looking to get their name out or you know, we have a lot of restaurants in the area that would be willing to, you know, donate a gift card or any type of donations.
Absolutely, donate is important. I gave 4 voice lessons.
Yes.
So you see, anybody can give where you are, right? Wherever you are, give something because it's a wonderful it's a wonderful event that supports a great mission, and that is the Faith Initiative and giving a first-class education, well-rounded education to all of the students.
Absolutely, and that's you can email us at auction@stjohnregional.org.
Okay, awesome, awesome. All right, we want to thank you for joining us today, because without you, we have no radio show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Jane Cormier here, your host for Artful Living, WKXL 1450 AM, 103.9 FM Concord, and 101.9 FM in Manchester. Have a great day out there. We'll see you next time.